King Cole.
Sandpoint. Okay, we're looking for Akatan. Colby, Amber, are you in Anchorage?
I'm here in the Anchorage office.
Where are you at?
Angela's here in the Anchorage office.
Okay.
Who is?
Amber. Colby.
Angela.
Angela. Who just joined us?
This is Ken in Akatan.
Hey, Ken.
I do. Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy. I hope it's going good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal. Okay, let's take roll call.
Hey, Alvin.
Here.
Bob.
Yes.
Warren.
Here.
Chris Babcock.
Here.
Carol.
Here.
Ken.
Here.
Brenda.
Here.
Chris Emmerich.
Here.
Angela. Did I hear something?
Angela.
Okay, Justine?
Here.
I can barely hear Angela. I don't know if she's here on mics or not.
Got to get close to that mic, Angela. All right, let's take community roll call. Well, we can adopt the agenda first, I guess. I'll need a motion for the agenda adoption.
Move to adopt the agenda, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Second.
Alvin seconds it. Any objections? Hearing none, the agenda will stand approved as adopted as before you. Community roll call. We have Andy Warney.
KSD.
Melissa Williams. At Sandpoint. Who do we have with you, Justine?
Just myself.
Okay. In the Anchorage office?
Okay, in Anchorage, we've got several here. So this is Rick, and I have Laura, and, of course, Angela from Cold Bay, a lawyer.
Lawyer.
Joe Levesque. He gave me this look, and I just had to think about it here a minute. Carol's with us. Amber from the City of King Cove, Ernie, Annie's here, and Gary's here from the City of King Cove.
Okay. False pass, who do you have with you, Chris?
Just myself.
King Cove.
Henry and myself, Warren, Brenda, and Chris.
Okay. And you got Sandpoint. Colby is not on. Akatan, who's with you, Ken?
Just me.
Okay. Comments, public comments on the agenda items? Hearing none. We'll go to the next item on the agenda. That's the minutes of the December 8th assembly meeting.
Move to approve the December 8th.
Thanks, Alvin. Is there a second?
Second, Ken.
Thank you. Questions, comments on the assembly minutes? Any objections to the motion to accept the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as read. The financial report is in your packet. Any questions in regard to the financial? Well, let's get it on the table. I need a motion to approve the financial report.
Move to approve this, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks, Alvin. Any questions, comments, regard to the financial report.
Perhaps an update from our staff.
Sure. Roxanne, do you have any updates? Rick, any comments, questions, or comments, I guess? How are we doing?
This is Rick, and we're 50% through the year. As far as I can tell, we seem to be tracking pretty good. Roxanne, do you have anything?
No, nothing here, Rick.
Any other questions?
Hi, Roxanne. I did have a question about our shared tax revenue, extraterritorial taxes. I'm looking on, what page is this? Page one, I guess.
On revenues?
Yeah, on revenues. Uh-huh. And it has the year-to-date budget.
Okay, on the extraterritorial? We didn't receive that yet, Paul.
Okay, I'm just kind of asking. Somebody asked me about it today, and I'm just trying to refresh my memory. And I did talk to Ernie briefly about it. I don't know if he's listening to the Board of Fish report, but the offshore boats that tie up in Sandpoint pay a certain amount of tax when they were here, and they were kind of avoiding a borough tax, perhaps. But I was trying to figure out how much of the state revenue shared tax that we get from the boats that were anchored out here in the bay. I guess that's what we were trying to figure out. And I don't know if you have an easy answer of how much you think that might be for a year. It used to be, anyway, last year.
No, I don't have that right offhand, Paul. Maybe Ernie does.
Yeah, he was still looking, I believe. He probably just didn't get around to it, because I know he's been listening to the Board of Fish meeting in Kodiak. But anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up and mention it while we're on that subject. Thank you.
Thanks, Roxy. Any other questions, comments regarding the financial report? Harry Nani, call roll. Tina?
Ken? Warren?
Yes.
Alvin?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Chris Babcock?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Chris Emmerich?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Justine?
I'm sorry, yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Financial report has been accepted. The investment report is in your packet. Are there any questions or comments regarding the investment package?
Just a quick one. I know we normally get, well, this is the November one, but we usually get the next month's, about this time of year. Did we get it yet? I wonder if it came in today or yesterday or...
Rick, have we got...
It has not come in yet.
Okay, thank you. Hope it's better than last month. It wasn't that exciting last month. Thank you.
Hopefully it will be. On our public hearing ordinances, item 6 on the agenda, we need a motion. This is a final hearing and adoption of Ordinance 1702 and 1703. So if I can get a motion to get Ordinance 1702 on the table.
This is Chris. I make a motion for 1702 to be brought to the table.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Ken.
At this time, I'll open it for public comments, public hearing. Minutes. Obviously, there's no comments from the public. And I'll close the public hearing. We'll call the roll.
Mr. Mayor? Yes. I think we talked a little bit about it last meeting. I just didn't know if staff had any updates on if there were any new information or any updates, that's all. Thank you.
On these public ordinances?
No, on the ordinances.
No.
If the staff had anything new. Thank you.
Question, did the staff get any comments on that?
No, we have not heard a thing, so we're good for this. I do have the borough attorney here, Joel Levesque, if you have any questions, any particular questions about the ordinance, but, he's been fully involved in it. Annie and I have worked with him. He developed it, drafted it, and we recommend the approval of the changes that he's proposed.
Thanks, Rick. So we'll call the roll, Tina.
Carol?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Chris Babcock?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Alvin?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Chris? Emmerich?
Yes.
Ordinance 1702 has been adopted. We have a public hearing on Ordinance 1703. I need a motion to get it on the table.
So moved.
Thanks, Alvin. Is there a second?
Second, Warren.
Thanks, Warren. I now open the floor for public hearing on Ordinance 1703, amending Title 6, Chapter 6, Subsection F. Hearing no comments from the public, we close the hearing. Questions, comments?
Maybe Rick could refresh your memory on exactly how this affects the permanent capital fund management of our money. If you could just refresh our memory again.
Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly, this is Rick. This was an investment code recommendation, change recommendation by our investment consultants, Alaska Permanent Capital Management Fund. They presented it to the Assembly at our December meeting during the work session that we had. Basically, it just adjusts some language for the remaining of our asset classes. We did this kind of a similar ordinance a year ago, and they didn't include all of the asset classes. This does include all of the asset classes. It doesn't really change any of the return or risk expectations or the asset allocation. It just allows them to be able to use some other indexes that are substantially similar to the ones that they use now. And the staff has reviewed it, and we recommend adoption.
Thanks, Rick. Any other questions? Call the roll, please.
Warren?
Yes.
Alvin?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Chris Babcock?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
Justine?
Yes.
Chris Hamrich.
Yes.
Ordinance 1703 is passed and approved. In your packet, we have a resolution 1714 recognizing Joe Breskin Sr. for his dedicated service in the Aleutian East community. I need a motion.
I'll move to approve resolution.
Move to approve, this is Brenda.
Alvin moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks, Brenda.
Second.
Thank you. Don't know where Joe is, but we'll be mailing this out to him.
I'm going to check this. I think I heard him walk in here.
Oh, yeah. First resolution, you have it there?
I will.
Joe, did you?
Perhaps we can read it. Okay, sir.
Mr. Bereskin, are you there?
We just had a member of the community come in, Joe Bereskin Sr. here.
Hey, guys.
Joe, it's on behalf of the Illusions East Borough. We'd like to present you the resolution and token of our appreciation for your many years of service on the assembly. And the resolution states, whereas Joe Bereskin Sr. has served the Illusions East Borough as an assembly member for a total of 18 years, and whereas Joe Bereskin Sr. served the region in many different capacities, and whereas his diversity of experience and perspective has been an asset that has enriched the lives of the Illusions East Borough's residents. Therefore, be it resolved that the Illusions East Borough recognizes Joe Bereskin Sr. for his many years of service and enhancing the quality of life for Illusions East Borough residents. And we'll call the roll.
Alvin.
Thank you for your time, Joe, and yes.
Brenda.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Paul?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Yes.
Chris Babcock?
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Warren?
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
Carol?
Yes, thanks, Joe.
Ken?
Absolutely, thank you, Joe. Yes.
Justine?
Yes, thank you, Joe, for your years. Thanks.
Chris Emmerich?
Thank you, Joe, and yes.
Angela?
Yes, thank you, Joe.
And thank you, Joe. Really appreciate your time that you served with us here.
I'd like to thank you and the mayor and somebody for the resolution, and I appreciate definitely working for you all these years, and didn't know it was 18 years. That's a long time.
It has been, Joe. You almost got the record, don't you?
I think we leave that one as a big shot.
Yeah.
Well.
I'll gladly take second on that one.
Thank you so much. Resolution 1714 has been adopted. Item 8, old business. We don't have any old business, nor do we have any new business. We have reports and updates in your packets, and we've all had a chance to review them. Any questions, comments, and if there's any updates from the staff and reports.
Mr. Mayor, this is Rick. I would like to say something.
Certainly.
Mayor, members of the assembly, some of you may have heard this, but our insurance broker, Brandon Allen, has passed away. He passed away on January 2nd, out doing what he loves to do. He was out cross-country skiing with his daughter. We weren't expecting it, and we've been working with the firm. Of course, they will assign another person, but Annie and I are going to try and go to his funeral this afternoon, but I just wanted for everybody, because I think a lot of you probably and not only knew who he was but have met him, and so I wanted to mention that he did pass away. So, and then with that, I'd answer any questions you have about my report or staff here about their report.
Thank you, Rick. Questions, comments?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Rick. I just had a quick question. I think it was raised before, but I know there's on the King Cove Road, there's a new bill, and then there's been discussion of this King Cove group, and I just wanted you to refresh our memory on what authority that group operates under, and when did the assembly authorize it, and when is their next meeting, those kind of things. I just wasn't quite sure. You know, all this, the road is actually on borough land, so the borough has authority over this section of road that hopefully is going to get completed darn soon. But it's never quite clear what the King Cove group, how they represent the borough in their decision making. Thank you.
Well, if I could answer part of it, and hopefully Gary and Rick is new on the subject, but I inherited the continuation of the road issue when I took over the mayor's office, and this was ongoing prior to my becoming the mayor, and it was a continuation from the, I don't know what time it started, but I think, Alvin, you were on the council when it started that many years ago, and of course the Stevens bill went through, and we got part of it, and we were able to get it to the northeast corner, and then it continued on from there, and that's King Cove Corporation. And so, Gary, if you could continue on with that and elaborate a little more on it, I'd appreciate it. And Rick, if you can add something, whoever can, maybe to answer Paul's question.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think maybe to keep this sort of short, the King Cove group really just sort of grew out of the various organizations that have been involved in many different facets, ranging from the actual politics of things happening in D.C. in Juneau, starting back in 2006, 2007, then moving into the very lengthy, time-consuming, and expensive EIS process, then the lawsuit, and then the last couple of years with the effort to support and advocate the new legislation that Senator Lisa has been dedicated to for the last 6-7 years, right up until today, in terms of what she did yesterday. It also grows out of Bob Jettner, and I assume with the knowledge of the assembly that if the King Cove residents were going to continue the quest for bettering the deal that the borough accepted on our behalf, on everybody's behalf, back in 1998, that the city would really need to get organized without really defining what organized meant and basically take over from there. And it was probably at that point in time when somebody, and I don't think it was necessarily me, said for the sake of not always saying Aleutian Z, City of King Cove, Ogdow Tribe, Belkowski Tribe, and the King Cove Corporation, let's just call ourselves the King Cove Group. So there's nothing any more formal than just that. And then those that would care to review the borough's own record and memos that have been in various borough packets over the years, it talks about the timing, the cost, all the things that have gone into making this Eisenbeck issue what it is as we sit here today. the part of that whole message and paper trail that I know some people are still a little concerned about is the financial part of that, and certainly the city is foremost concerned about that because we have a lot of money and time invested in this, and it was all operating in good faith from direction that we, myself, the King Cove City Council, Mayor Henry Mack at the time, had every reason to believe that Bob Jettner was speaking for the borough back in 2009 when he said, this is the way it's going to be if you, the fine residents of King Cove, want to continue forward. And that's pretty much what's got us to where we're at. I would also say, by way of wanting to remain pretty mellow, pretty positive, pretty upbeat, that it was a meeting that the city of King Cove had every reason to hope and believe in April of 2015 in King Cove would have spent maybe a good half an hour reviewing all of the things that I am now briefly summarizing so that everybody could understand this is where it came from and this is the basis behind it. This isn't the city of King Cove asking for anything that we don't believe we are entitled to. But that particular meeting never really occurred. Consequently, a year and a half later, I get it that there is still questions and confusion. And why doesn't the city of King Cove just go away on this issue and whatever this money thing is, which seems to be a problem for some, why can't it just go away? And I can only say that from the city's perspective, it can't go away because of the money that we've got invested in this. And I'm not here to whine about that because at the end of the day, if it gets the residents of King Cove what we deserve, and I believe everyone supports that, it's this road connection, then it will have been worth it. And I guess that's probably where I just ended there. I want to, you know, end it on a very positive high note with a footnote that there are still some frustrations that the city of King Cove has because of some unresolved issues, but we want to remain positive in our thinking that they will get taken care of.
And this is Rick, and I think on the positive side for sure is that we have the support of the congressional delegation, as in the fact that Representative Young has introduced a bill last week, I believe it was, and the Senator Murkowski and Senator Sullivan introduced a bill that would do the land exchange yesterday. They are really supporting this and moving forward on it. The state supports us. We've been working with them on the issues, and it's hopeful that the stars are lining up and that Congress and the new president will sign this legislation into an actual legislation this year. Yes,
Alvin.
Yes, I had a question. Since this has been on the news the last few days again, I had somebody ask me about the land swap, you know, what acreage on the corporation's part and what acreage are they getting in return for it. And I couldn't answer it because I couldn't really remember if the thing had been amended or was that the original land. So could I get an answer on that?
With the permission of Mayor
Certainly.
Mack and...
Go ahead, Gary.
Rick, I will. Yes, that's a very good question, Alvin, because there is, to the casual observer, quite a bit of confusion. And that confusion really started when, back in 2009, when we sort of got our second chance to have Congress approve this, it was the incredible deal that Frank Murkowski, when he was governor, had put together coming to the King Cove Corporation and said, together, I'll bet we here at the state of Alaska and the King Cove Corporation can put together one heck of a deal. And that's where the 61,000 acres that people would first know this effort by had every right to say 61,000 acres of State of Alaska and King Cove Corporation land. What do you guys want in return? Well, 206 acres. So that's a 300-to-1 ratio that was developed because back in 2009, it seemed like that's what it was going to take to get this through Congress, which it did get through Congress. It got signed into law by President Obama, but the law allowed the Department of the Interior to interpret the law to say that they actually had another chance after the EIS process to stop the whole thing. And that's what you've all heard Sally Jewell did on December 23rd, 2013, said, we're stopping it because we still think that the damage it does to the Eisenbeck Refuge is significantly greater than the value it means to the human lives of the residents of King Cove. So at that point is when we filed the lawsuit with the borough's support, the borough's awareness. We have a lawsuit that's still working its way through the 9th District Court, U.S. Federal District Court. In the meantime, Senator Murkowski, bless her heart, we love everything that she does on our behalf. She said, we're going back to Congress. This is just unacceptable. This is about people, the government having no respect for the people of King Cove, all the things that you've all read about. And she said, we're not going to give anybody the generosity of that 61,000-acre deal that we did a long time ago. She said, we're going to approach this the way other land exchanges in the government have occurred over the last handful of years, and that is of equal value. That, how do you measure equal value? Well, there are provisions in federal law and in the state that talks about equal value appraisals that need to be done. You adjust the appraisals of what you're either getting or giving in response to what you're giving or getting. And at the end of that, right now, the new law says that the value of those 206 acres that we still need to build the road that we've all agreed is the best design, the best location, that those 206 acres equal how much state land that's in the Eisenbeck Refuge as we speak or adjacent to the Eisenbeck Refuge. There is a formal process in law that says here's how you go out and you appraise the land, you put a value on the land, and that will be the first thing that has to be done within the first 180 days of the new legislation that the senator and the congressman have introduced that says at the end of that 180 days, we will know that those 206 acres of land that the state of Alaska wants to acquire equals, for example, maybe 10,000 acres of federal land, maybe 20,000 acres of federal land, maybe even up to 40,000 acres of federal land. We don't believe there's any precedence or that the law would allow that outlandish of an exchange to get authorized. But if it does, the state of Alaska has said we're still in it for whatever of the 41,000 acres we had originally put into it 10 years ago. At the moment, the thing that people need to understand, which is the way it probably always should have been from the start, it's not taking any more land or any land from the King Cove Corporation. It never should have, but it was part of what the King Cove Corporation was willing to put on the table back when Governor Frank Murkowski thought that that's the type of deal that he was going to need to have to get through Congress. So, Alvin, somebody today still wants to know, I think, you know, our hope is that the 206 acres that the state of Alaska needs, we think might be equal to 5,000 to 10,000 acres of state land. But the official appraisal process will set the stage for that and define that, and that will be the very first key thing that needs to get done as soon as the legislation is passed. And thank God the legislation puts a 180-day time frame on that, and that was by design because the history will show that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska has never cooperated properly with the state of Alaska, with DNR, and this will be the way that we have control over a reasonable time frame for those questions to get answered.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. That was what I needed.
Thank you, Gary. Now, just to clarify something, Gary, the bill now introduced on the floor would be just addressing state land in that exchange, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Just state lands.
Thank you. Paul?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just kind of wanted to get back to this, the question I asked, which was about the King Cove Group. And I know the borough and the assembly has a certain authority and responsibility over this issue, and it's never been put in writing. So I would request that the administration, you and Rick, put something in writing at how the decision-making is going. That's all. I'm not saying you're making bad decisions or any decisions that aren't necessarily required, but the borough has a big role in this, and we have to do the things correctly. And so if you could clarify that in writing, perhaps by next meeting, that would be real helpful in the whole process, I believe. Thank you.
Yeah, we should have an agreement in place by then. So that with the city of King Cove, and we certainly can't put that together for you, giving you direction or giving us understanding
just,
of what we're doing.
Just to be clear, Mr. Mayor, I just want to see how the borough and this King Cove group interacts and under what authority we operate, because perhaps we're not doing our job if we just sit and watch things happen. We're supposed to be in a democracy. We're supposed to be representatives of the borough, and the assembly is, and that's all. I just want to clarify that. Thank you.
So we'll put that together for the next assembly meeting then. Is that okay, Rick?
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments? Reports and updates.
Yes, Mayor Mackey. This is Laura, if I may add something.
Sure. Go ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Mayor Mack and Assembly members. I just wanted to let you know that earlier this week, I believe it was Monday, Assembly Member Grunholm had requested a copy of the language from the House bill, Don Young's bill, regarding the King Cove Road. It was unavailable when I looked online, and our lobbyist, or King Cove's lobbyist, Steve Silver, looked as well, because they were bogged down with a number of bills. However, I looked a little while ago, and it is available, and I emailed that out, so you should have a copy of that in your email. And I had emailed a copy of the Senate version of that bill, which is very similar, yesterday, so you should have a copy of that as well. If you have any other questions about that or about my report to the Assembly, please let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Laura, just for your information, I was able to find something Monday, and I printed it out. I have it right here in front of me of some of the language, but I'll look at it. I'm sure all the Assembly will be interested in seeing, what difference between the two bills may or may not have. I've just got one, I think, Senate version in front of me.
The Senate version is online. I went online and got that one. Ella?
Yeah, just to be clear, I think if Assembly members request information that, you know, could affect during our meetings or whatever, and one of the staff provide it, shouldn't they provide it to all of us? Or provide it to the clerk and she gives it to all of us?
If you request it.
Well, I mean, normally wouldn't you do that? Otherwise, you come to a meeting and some people have information and the rest don't.
Yeah, I haven't seen
her email. Yeah, Alvin, just to be clear, I didn't get anything, or I asked the clerk to forward the question on, and I think in the email, apparently, I do have something. This information I have, I got on my own. Thank you.
And a few.
Mayor Mack and Assembly members, this is Laura again, and I did go through the correct channels, went through Tina and forwarded her the Senate version of the bill. But however, since our meeting had started shortly and I noticed that the language from the House bill was now available that I saw today, I forwarded it to Assembly members directly as well as Tina, Mayor Mack, Rick, and a number of others. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And two, if you, you know, if the Assembly members want anything, my office is always open for information. I can provide that for you. I'd like to be brought into the loop, too.
Yeah, and just for information, my email shows at 107, I got an email from Laura, so I assume everybody else did, too, today. HR 218. Thank you. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, I wasn't picking
up anybody. Good to clarify, though.
Yeah, I get caught off guard once in a while when I get the requests come in from another source. But would appreciate being informed on that, if all possible.
This is what you get for sending us to AML, too.
Yeah. Anyway, any other comments on the reports and updates? Assembly comments? Public comments. Andy Barney.
Mr. Mayor, Henry Mack here.
Go ahead, Henry. Come on up here, Andy. You're going to have to get up here anyway. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, I want to thank the Assembly for the last few months. There are no requests for reimbursement regarding the Eisenbach a road process. That included the Kinko group also. Financially, we got, I think it was $625,000. We appreciate that there. And we continue requesting a response on the other $825,000. I know we're doing our budget activity here in Kinko too this week and getting ready for our 2018 budget. And the council, we got to present to them where money and what have you is coming from, and we keep looking at the $825,000 that we request from the Assembly, the borough. So it would be nice if we could see something by our next meeting to present to our council what the Assembly and administration are thinking about, where we might expect that money to come, so we could share that with our council at our next meeting on the 17th. And I know a question and comment by one of the Assembly about an agreement he put together. I think it's time maybe to bring out the MOA that was presented some months ago that when no action was taken on. We believe it's a good MOA. So I guess on our behalf, I would request that be presented at your next council meeting, assembly meeting. So, well, thank you.
Thank you, Henry. Our next assembly meeting will be on the 9th of next month. That's a regular scheduled one. We'll find out how many members are going to be readily available, and we'll pick that date. The place, we haven't decided on that yet, so we'll do that. Andy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to provide the Assembly with a brief update. I've spoken back in the early days to the Assembly, kind of filled you in, and I've met with Mayor Mack on this. What the city is doing in regards to annexation, I think you should all know we've touched on this before. The city filed a petition with the local boundary commission to expand the city boundaries, and we submitted that last summer. There was a public comment period that ended last month. We got a few comments in, all from Sandpoint residents. We had to respond to those at the end of December. So right now what we're doing is waiting on the Local Boundary Commission staff to write their preliminary report based on the information received thus far. And that will be due in April, but I just wanted to let you guys know. We're not asking the borough for any resources or staff time or anything like that. We haven't even asked for a letter of support or a resolution or anything like that, but if that's considered appropriate, we might do that at some point as well. But anyway, I just wanted to give you folks an update. That's where we are. And kind of making the rounds, presenting the latest updates to the Unga Corporation, Chumian Corporation, and other entities, Alley Corporation. So just want to let you guys know, we'll keep you up to speed as things move along.
Do you have a copy of the application
or the petition?
Describing the boundaries?
Yeah, I'd be happy to email it. There's probably a copy here.
Yeah, I think there's a hard copy.
There should be a copy here. You can go to sandpointak.com, okay. City Hall. There's a number of places.
Thanks, Andy. Paul?
Hi. I didn't comment. Thank you, Andy, for the report. And I didn't comment. However, I did notice that, and I support an increased area for the city without any doubt. It's a good thing to do. But part of the request is federal water, and I don't know if that's legal or not, but off south end of between Shumigan and Nagai, there's some federal waters. And so that's the only thing that caught my attention, that maybe that's not something you can actually do. I would guess not, but anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Any other public comments? Hearing none. Next meeting scheduled for February 9th. Haven't picked a place yet, but we'll try to work something in. The weather permits, we might visit some other community, hopefully. We haven't done that in a while. So, that concludes the meeting. I need a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. You're a second. Thank you. Any objections? We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.